There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stories for Tuesday, June 9th, as we continue on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. When I say continue, it never stops. It's, you know, the old, maybe a new expression, because some news facilities are not as up to date as some of the newer facilities. The new ones are not as new as the newer ones, if you know what I mean. The news watch never stops. You've heard that one, right?
I have heard that one.
That's right. The news watch never stops.
Don't you need some kind of teletype in the background?
Yeah, probably. Bulletin. Ken Kessler, the news and info wrestler. Molly Sage, the news. Molly Page. Maybe I'll turn that around. And may, in fact, do that before we get too far. The idea that today is a different day than yesterday could be set forth not necessarily by what's in the news and what people are talking about, because there's a lot of the same old, you know what I mean. But Michael J. Fox is responsible for today's thought of the day. Optimism is a cure for many things. I would also add to that trust and faith are very good when it comes to curing a lot of ills. All right, so we'll put all of those together, and what do we have? Bippity-boppity-boo. Molly is on top of, so to speak, the situation. Let's see here. Where do we start? We do old news first, like there's nothing new on the prison break. They haven't found the two inmates yet. Correct?
Yeah, this just in, everything is as it was.
Everything is just as it was. Okay, that's good to know. Let's see, do we have any comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Ken Kessler monitors our social media. Your email also can come in and influence what we're talking about. That's to Molly or Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. And then, of course, there's the good old trusty phone, which we'll use in a few minutes for a 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684. All right, so, Kenny, now you be the star for a moment.
Ta-da! Okay. Some comments on the prison break. Bert says, do they really know if these two broke out of the prison rather than someone breaking in who started at the manhole cover and got to their cell?
Maybe they're not outside at all. Maybe they're still in the prison. Maybe they're hiding down in the laundry room. That's a great place. You know, the movies where there are prison breaks, they always go to the laundry room. Do you notice that? They're always in the laundry. You're going to jump into those laundry baskets, and they get covered up with sheets, and nobody is smart enough to look
that
in the sheets.
That sounds like a Laurel and Hardy movie or something.
If it wasn't for the fact that these guys are as dangerous as they are, this whole thing feels like a Laurel and Hardy movie, except these guys are dangerous, bad dudes.
Yeah,
all right,
true.
Kenny, what other comments have we got?
Julie says, I can understand everything except the noise. Even with very silent equipment, you're still cutting through steel and stone. How did no one hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a great question. Very good question. I don't have an answer.
Well,
I don't need to have an answer.
Saying that because there was so much construction going on in the prison that the noise could have been hidden or thought of as that construction going on.
Yeah.
Or somebody could have turned a deaf ear.
That's right. All right. Isn't that what a great expression that is. Turned a deaf ear.
Or a blind eye, right?
Yeah. Another great expression. A blind eye. You turn the blind. How can you turn it if it's blind? You can't see it anyway, right?
Yes.
Maybe not be the most
we may
important
be going
part.
Deep here.
Yes, we may.
It's early in the morning.
For that much depth. All right. What else, Kenny?
Carol says, this is a total breakdown in security, not just one person helping them out. This only happens when officers are not doing their job.
Only in America. Remember that old song by the Jay and the Americans? Only in America could something like this happen. I'm not sure that. Do we have a prison system that's that unique from the rest of the world? our penal system. Anybody in the penal system?
Certainly a part of the population.
Yeah, we have way too many people in jail. But didn't yesterday, or the day before, we went through a list of about 20 countries. Is it the death penalty? There was the death penalty. Who still used the death penalty? We were in with most of the Middle Eastern countries, most every backward country in the world, and America still embrace the death penalty. And boy, doesn't it work well? There hasn't been a murder since, what, 2 minutes ago?
And they're onto something.
Yeah, right. I think there's a murder every minute in America, isn't there? Pretty much.
Would you like me to Google murder?
I think that's a great idea. How often do we have murders? It's not Murder Monday, but maybe this can be a postscript for our Murder Monday coverage.
Okay.
All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. Steven says, the crazy thing about this is why would any sane person throw away their freedom to help these two convicts? The people who aided them are probably on the visit and call list, and it will be easy to see who helped them out.
That's a great, I think that's, if you define insanity, well, there are a lot of different ways of defining it. What's the old expression? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's insanity. But also, by definition, people who kill other people are insane. It is animalistic. It's not anybody in their right mind wouldn't do that. Why would you? If you were in your, you can't be. Look at the pictures of Alex Hernandez, the guy that plays for the. Played, past tense, for the Patriots. Look in those eyes. You can't tell me that guy's on planet Earth. He's gonzo. And that's what most of the, look in the eyes. You've probably all at this point in time seen pictures of these two fellas that escaped. Look in their eyes. What do you see? Something's missing. And then you can ask the question, if you want to really get heavy and philosophical, why then are these people on God's good earth? What is God doing? What is the allowance here? And then the discussion of free will takes place, and you can get wrapped up in that forever. So I think we've had enough on what I said at the beginning. What's the news on nothing or no news? There's no new news. But look at, we just spent 7 minutes talking about no news. And so now we'll pause. When the next voice on Good Day occurs in your ear, it'll be something you've not heard before. I promise you that. It's 14 after on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you liked Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Bonus Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers.
Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 17 at the hour, with Ken Kessler, Molly Page, and the stats. Now, we're talking about how often there's a murder or some other exciting thing that people really, when they wake up this morning, I know you thought, how many murders occurred overnight in America? All right, so Molly has that statistic.
These are the crime stats on the FBI website, and they date back to 2011. That was the last time they were updated. Uh-huh. One murder every 36 minutes.
Yeah.
One forcible rape every 6 minutes. A robbery every 1.5 minutes. And an aggravated assault every 42 seconds.
What kind of robbery? Are you talking about personal robbery, bank robbery, stores, every just any kind of robbery?
Bad robbery.
Bad robberies.
I hate those are the worst.
As opposed to any good robbery.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I'm hoping for a good personal robber
good
today.
Good robber. Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. So that takes care of that. Now, another item of interest here, because you know that I embrace the Transportation Security Administration and all the things that they do, $7 billion a year, so that you know beyond any doubt that when you got on an airplane, you're going to be safe and not sorry that you decided to travel that day. So here to bolster your thinking, your security, literally and figuratively, is Molly Page with the latest on who gets hired by the TSA.
Thank you, Mr. Steffen.
You're welcome.
An investigation by the Inspector General of the Homeland Security Department has uncovered airport employees, dozens of them, got security clearance from the TSA even though they were on a terror watch list.
Say that again, slowly.
Okay. An investigation, Inspector General Homeland Security, found that airport employees, dozens of them, got security clearance from the TSA even though they were on a terror watch list.
How about that?
New report found that the TSA does not have access to the terror watch list data.
Mm-hmm.
That would have flagged the
TSA. Let's say that one more time.
Yeah, they don't have access to that. It's on a need-to-know basis, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And they figured those people keeping us safe. Yeah, they don't need to know.
No.
Frivolous information.
Need to know. Like, so yeah.
You get on that list, you can't fly, but you can work there.
Yeah.
Right. You're grounded.
Pretty much the bottom line.
Right.
All right. There's one for the books or comments. More, again, thinking about your tax dollars, how much you spend a year in federal taxes, whether it's income tax or tax on this, that, or the other thing, how much of that goes to the $7 billion the TSA tosses in the wind? 888-302-3684. Okay, so our 2020 News Quiz question comes about as a result of a big announcement yesterday by Apple. What did Apple announce yesterday that sent the stock for Pandora to the cellar? What's Apple going to do now that is actually pretty interesting? But I'm not going to give you any more info because if I do, it gives it away. 888-302-3684. Get a handle on that, and you'll be qualified for our drawing. There's a beautiful spa in Madison, Wisconsin called the Sundora, and we'll send you there. If you're qualified, you could win. So what is Apple doing? What's their big announcement from yesterday from the WWDC, 21 after the hour?
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Streaming service that's supposed to be unveiled today will prioritize?
Definitely.
Think so?
Yeah.
You don't think?
They'll have all kinds of
things. They'll have all kinds, but I have a feeling this is right up here.
You realize Apple has $178 billion in the bank? $178 billion. God love them.
Check in your savings.
Maybe a little of both. Actually, this is Piano Concerto number 9, is it not?
It is.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. His first four piano concertos, composed when he was 11, actually contain no original music by him. He put them together out of works by other composers. He wrote his next three works of this type. They are not classified as piano concertos. This was at the age of 16. They also contain no original music, but instead are arrangements of work by Johann Bach, with whom Wolfgang had studied in London. His first real work, regarded as a masterpiece, is this, Piano Concerto No. 9, composed when he was 21.
Amazing brain some people have.
He'd been training, he'd been working on this stuff since, you know, he was 3 or 4 years old when he first started playing the piano. Is he a born genius?
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think you'd have to give him a yes.
Yeah.
You know who else is a born genius?
Doug Steffen.
Johnny Cash! Now we're talking.
Yeah. Well, you don't have any taste for really good classical music, Jen?
No.
Really?
I'm honest. I'm a simple, slow gal who likes country.
Well, not slow at all. New. Johnny Cash, American Rebel.
Low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low
feet
on a windy corner of a dirty street.
2-hour documentary seeing the Beach Boys movie over the weekend. You get an appreciation for these early stars, his great creative work. There's something about this guy that's always, he didn't lead a great life, but he was able to tell stories about life. Maybe the
greatest storyteller.
Ah, what a great storyteller.
Ever listened to. When I finally got into his music about 15 years ago, B.B. King was the same way, and Ray Charles, actually. You listen to them tell stories, and they're just amazing.
Yep, they sure are.
You're gripped by every...
So anyway, this documentary is going to start airing on Country Music Television September the 12th. They're putting it together now and starting the promotion for it. So I thought it'd help out a little bit here on Good Day. What do you think?
He needs your help.
I don't know about that. Slow it down, or better still, just stop the train, because I want to look around. This is so easy to like. Hey, Porter. Hey,
Porter. What? Richie.
Yeah. Our video of the day today features Sonny and Judy, a couple of dogs being confronted by their owner to find out which one of them pooped in the kitchen. The video is 8 seconds long, so go to DougStephan.com to see the dog's reaction to this. Two dogs being confronted by their owner to find out. Millie is being trained at a the pet shop has a dog obedience school, and so Millie is getting trained there. Had a lesson yesterday. She's learning how to get along with other dogs and people and stuff.
How's she doing?
She's a wonderful, wonderful dog. She's wonderful.
She just wants to eat every other dog she sees.
But she's a little aggressive when it comes to other dogs. So she's not that Charlotte wasn't that way as well.
Yeah, Charlotte was. Right.
Charlotte was not great with other dogs. Great with people. She never ever went after anybody.
I put my dogs out in the front yard, and when every other dog walks by, we try to socialize them.
Yeah, it's a good way to start. Yeah,
you got to do it.
Offer them a burger and a beer, Richie, to be fine.
That's it.
28 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit 1hourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Conversation. Well, we've already gotten to it, but let's keep going. How about that? I'm Doug Steffen. She's Molly Page. He's Ken Kessler. You're you. And we're ready, willing, able to discuss what Americans are talking about today versus yesterday and tomorrow. I think one time we ought to do this program and just do the news or talk about what's going on in the world or what we think is going to go on in the world in the next 24 hours. How about that? Don't they have some of those newscasts, tomorrow's news today? Don't they do that? Sometimes you get tomorrow's news.
I think that's called speculation.
Really? It was speculation. I know, it's true. Okay, 2020 news quiz question. Joe is in Sarasota, and that would be in the state of Florida. Joe, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Well, thank you for asking. So, I suggested that Apple had done something yesterday, which has a lot of techies and I guess people in general, depending on your age, buzzing. What'd they do?
They introduced Beats One, their new live music channel.
Yeah, why did they call it Beat? Maybe that's the obvious, right? Beat One. The beat goes on. They have introduced it, I believe, in three or four cities. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, either Joe or Kenny. And they have live disc jockeys, don't they? Didn't I read that? Some guy in New York who's well known for pretty relevant pop music is going to host a program there, and they're going to do the same thing in L.A., if I'm not mistaken. And what was the other? Was Chicago or San Francisco the other city? Anybody know?
San Francisco.
Right. Go ahead, Kenny.
I was going to say, I don't think they have officially said yet they're waiting to launch it.
Yeah.
I think they're just teasing us with that this is going to happen.
Another Apple tease. Just what they need. So how many Apple products do you have, Joe?
One. That's all I'm talking on right now.
You're on an iPhone. All right.
Yeah.
Are you intrigued? Would you buy an iPad? Would you buy a watch? Would you...
A watch? No. iPad, my son has one.
He has an Apple Watch?
No, an iPad.
An iPad. What does he do with it?
Everything you do on the internet.
How old is he?
28.
Ah, okay. It wasn't like he was 8 years
no,
old.
He's not a kid.
Well, I'm pretty...
no kid either, Doug, like you, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on there, Joe. Just a second. Let's not get that cut too deep. All right. So at least you know what's going on. Anyway, you know that I didn't just fall off the turnip cart, and neither did you. So what are you up to? Where are you going at this hour of the morning?
I'm doing newspapers as we speak.
Ah, good for you. What's the headline? What paper is it?
The Sarasota Herald.
And what is the headline?
Fledgling Summer Festival canceled.
No. Why? Who? Did they run out of money?
I don't know.
Really?
I didn't read it.
Yeah, but you're listening to me. That's the more important thing, right?
That's right.
All right, so we're going to qualify you for a drawing, be able to take whoever you would like to the Sundara Inn and Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. There are all kinds of great things that go with this. We'll do the drawing on the 3rd of July, and I wish you well. I'm appreciative of your listening and your great attitude. You're a great, I don't want to sound like Hannity, but you do sound like a great American, Joe.
Thank you. So do you.
All right, thank you. Well, I am, and so are you. All right, hold on just a second there. All right, Molly, we've got that taken care of. Thank you.
Thank goodness.
All right. Not Molly. Molly's not taking care of it. Kara's taking care of it. Molly is taking care of the police officer who's been indicted. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Not that there aren't police officer incidents every day, but there aren't a lot of indictments that come down as a result of their malfeasance. And so you're going to tell us where that happened and what's going on, right?
Indeed. Well, I'm sure everyone will remember this story. It's the white former North Charleston police officer. He's been indicted on murder charges in the fatal shooting of the unarmed black man who was running away from the officer. Mm. The shooting took place on April 4th. It was captured on video by a bystander, and it showed the officer, Michael Slager, firing 8 times at Walter Scott, who was 50 years old. The shooting rekindled the ongoing national debate of treatment of black suspects. And this all happened.
Is there really an ongoing debate, or is that just a news media figment of imagination? How often do you get into, for example, I'll take the two of you, Molly. Yes. Last time you were in a social situation, did you discuss this sort of thing?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Kenny, did you?
Yeah.
You have. Okay. So there you go.
I think this is huge because, again, I think this has been going on for generations.
Yep.
And it is now being caught on video.
Hmm. Well, there's another side or another example. The race question comes up again. Yesterday we were talking about this Texas pool party video. And the first time you saw that probably, wherever you saw, whether it was the news or it was just, it became very viral, I think, Kenny, didn't it, that video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was on all the nightly news shows last night. Yeah. It was the first or second story.
Okay. So the question is, did race play a factor in this mess? 888-302-3684. Residents of the neighborhood where the incident took place says, nope! The children were essentially trespassing, and the police response was necessary. So some of them say teens involved, and some people who are people that stir the pot, as it were, the Al Sharpens of the world, said, yes, the children were targeted by residents and the police because they were black. So once again, we have this immature, and that's really the only word that I can come up with that describes my feelings about this, the blatant immaturity of the people who don't like other people because of the color of their skin. And anybody who has any scientific background or any curiosity knows that what's inside your body and inside your skin, no matter what color you are, is the same as whatever the person next to you, whoever he or she is, whatever the color of his or her skin, you're 99.49% the same. The Genome Project proved that about a dozen years ago. How many people remember the Genome Project? Remember? What that was? That was a study of
what?
That
was a show on HBO.
No, it could be.
Oh, okay.
The Genome Project studied. If you were to do your favorite googling, you'd find that Molly probably during the next commercial break.
I'm an expert googler.
You are. I know you are. That's right. Where would we be without Google?
Right.
Or Bling or whatever it is. It's Bling, right? Bing. Bing. It's Bing. Or do you know the most annoying part of looking up things is when you go to ask. I have never found an answer to anything that I asked about on Ask. It's always the next. They just keep putting you off.
You need to type an answer, not ask.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Huh? How silly of me.
You ask something, then it asks it back.
All right. Yeah, it does. Right. Exactly. That's pretty much what it does. The biggest waste of time, good Lord, almost as big a waste of time as going to see Entourage. My son, when I said to him yesterday that I had gone to see Entourage, he expletive deleted. He says, I can't believe you spent money to go see that thing.
I like your son. I really do. Because I told you the same thing, and you went, oh, well, you'll be the only one not seeing it. Everybody's going to see this. It's going to be great.
Not everybody did see it, and it wasn't worth the time. And that's the thing, I say it too badly, I feel badly about it because it was a good HBO series. The characters were all characters that you liked, pretty much, and you understood and you could identify with. It was just fun. But the movie stunk.
Isn't that usually the case? I mean, please correct me if you disagree, which I know you will. But usually if something is successful on telly, whether it's HBO or, you know, one of the regular channels, and they make it into a movie, it seems lazy. It just seems like a way to try and make money.
Well, it is a way to
Has the movie that's come from a TV show ever been great?
You know what? I'd have to take that under advisement. At the top of my head, I can't think of one, but Kenny's probably better at that than am I, or you.
Maybe Star Trek.
Yeah, there is a very good example. Let me just answer your own question. Yes, the Star Trek movies, in my opinion, were much better than the TV show. I never got into the TV show, but the first movie I thought was terrific, and I saw every one of them after that. Who can forget The Wrath of Khan? Remember? You don't remember that? Ricardo Montalban was Khan.
I'm just not a Star Trek person.
Oh, my God. That was in those things. I'm not usually into creepy, crawly things. Mm-hmm. But when those things crawled out of, was it Scotty's ear, Kenny? I
think it was
Chekhov's ear. Yeah. that was, woo!
So
okay.
Past that, I mean, Dukes of Hazzard. Anything else I think that you can think of that was a good TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Not so good on the big screen.
Not so good. All right, in a moment, we update Denny Hastert, the life and times of Dennis Hastert, former teacher, former congressman, former Speaker of the House, former molester, and
allegedly.
Apparently, present time, he's a liar, at least according to the feds anyway. So I'll figure that one out in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive response.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
Want to join our rewards program?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. 2, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or 3, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, Doug's good day. 13 before the hour. Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, info wrestler, and Denny Hastert. Sad, and maybe not true, but usually when they can, the feds are so bad at getting at the real truth, they usually hang people up on things that they said that they foolishly might not have said. Doesn't seem that too many people learn that lesson. So what's the lesson to be learned here, Molly?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what lesson will be learned, but Hastert will appear in court today. It's the first time since an indictment that took place nearly 2 weeks ago. It alleged the former U.S. House Speaker agreed to pay $3.5 million to someone from his days as a high school teacher, did not reveal anything about the past misconduct.
When was this supposed to have happened, by the way? I'm trying to figure out when he had $3.5 million. After giving a thought or two to how many years he was a teacher and how much they make, and how many years he was a congressman and how much they make, I'm wondering how he came up with $3.5 million.
Well, he did extra things over the last few years.
Yeah, he's a lobbyist.
To get extra money.
Car wash.
A bake sale.
All right, anyway, keep
Hastert can make some brownies. So anyway, the payouts have been going on for quite some time.
Yeah.
And so he'll appear before a judge today and enter a plea on charges that he broke federal banking laws by withdrawing all the money and then lied about the money to the FBI.
Why does lying to the FBI constitute breaking banking laws? If he withdrew less than $10,000, which I think is what they assert, there's no law broken there. So he was asked why he... First of all, I want to know why they were following him and why they were looking at him. I don't believe there was any... I can be proven wrong, as I can most of the time. But my information that sticks with my cortex here in my brain suggests that he did not withdraw more than $10,000 at any one time.
And I think he did in the beginning.
Oh, he did.
And
okay.
That's what alerted the banks.
Mm-hmm.
He allegedly started withdrawing $50,000 at a time and then changed course when banks flagged those withdrawals. And that's what got the attention. And then he dropped it down to $10,000.
Hmm. All right. So then he's not the smartest guy. He should have known better than doing that. And a lot of times when people are sweating it, he was probably sweating it. right? He doesn't want people to know that he allegedly molested some kid. He was a coach when he was a teacher, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't want anybody to know that he may have molested some teenager. But then those things get oftentimes, well, maybe this, I don't know, who knows. You look at what happened at Penn State and you just wonder, how do these guys exist? Hastert doesn't seem to be, but what does that mean? I was going to say, excuse me, doesn't seem to be the type to do that sort of thing. He sort of looks like a nice grandfatherly sort at this point in his life.
You can't tell by looking at people.
Yes, that's very true. What's the old expression? You can't tell a book by its cover. So, anyway, that's
good. Yeah. We'll see if more information will be revealed today.
We will? I'm not going to. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh,
you can
I
tell
do.
Me tomorrow.
I will.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
From Cyndi Lauper from the movie The Goonies, which was the number one movie this week in 1985. So that's how we get started, a little movie music. We'll have movie news and an update on the number one movie. We've been spying around, Chucker. Got it? And talk about a couple of movies that we all have seen over the weekend, Entourage and the Beach Boys story of Brian Wilson. First, though, we have the opportunity for you to qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll have the drawing on July 3rd. This is a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner place, a spa with service like you won't believe. You'll feel so much better after you've spent a good deal of time there. We're giving away that trip, transportation, everything included. You'll be able to call us at 888-302-3684 to identify the movie you're going to play. Three cuts from it. You should be able to get it pretty easily. Let's see how this works. Cut number one, Richie.
Is there a problem, officers?
Got it. 888-302-3684. Next clue.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness.
Yeah, what a wonderful movie this was. My God. All right, last one. Yeah.
It occurs to me that the best way you hurt rich people is by turning them into poor people.
888-302-3684. All right, what's the name of the movie? You know that. You qualify. We'll get you on the air. Meanwhile, Chucker will have the update of the box office results from the weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program?
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so Chugger, let's get to the bottom line of what happened at the box office over the weekend.
Melissa McCarthy comedy, action comedy, Spy, number one, did a solid $30 million in business, directed by Paul Feig, who directed her in Bridesmaids and also the comedy hit Heat. They'll next together jump into the all-female Ghostbusters movie, which will come out, I believe, either next summer or the summer after. The Dwayne Johnson action film San Andreas continues to do pretty well, $26.4 million a week in number two, a solid $92 million in 10 days of release. Film's also doing big business overseas. The horror film Insidious 3 placed third, $23 million. Entourage placed fourth, $10.4 million. 17.8 in 5 days. That's less than was expected. I predicted about $30 million in 5 days, wound up doing 17.8. And Mad Max Fury Road round out the top five. That film has good word of mouth. It's holding up week to week very well, 7.9, 131 in 4 weeks. Go ahead, why didn't you like Entourage? I liked it.
I thought it was vulgar, the unnecessary. What I liked about the TV show was it? No, but the TV show is not like that. The TV show was nowhere near the kind of gratuitous sex language. I mean, the language you get raunchy once in a while, but there was a story. This had no real story. It was just all about just sex and foolishness and over the top.
Well,
I understand that's why I went with a woman that I love, and I was uncomfortable. And then she's not a prude, and I'm not a prude. But we walked out of it after a while. Just enough.
Okay.
So all right. But anyway, the Brian Wilson movie.
I thought
however,
it was weird, Chuck. That's a strange trip, man.
Yeah, Love and Mercy was called. What did you think of it, Chucker?
I didn't see it. It's not in my local theater yet. I want to see it the next
time. Richie saw it. He didn't understand it. I saw it, and I thought it was superb.
But it's a weird flick, man.
What about it, Kenny?
I liked it, too, pretty much.
What did you like about it?
Question. Was it interesting, because Paul Dano and John Cusack look very, very different.
Yeah, they do.
Was that jarring, or is that...
Yeah, just follow the story, that's all.
Yeah.
And Paul Giamatti, you love to hate him.
He was great.
And the
woman that played
Elizabeth Banks.
She was wonderful.
Yeah, she was very good in it.
Really good.
Yeah, it was a movie worth seeing, Chucker. It really is.
What a strange trip.
Yeah, it is a strange trip.
It's weird.
Hey, Bob, what's the name of the movie we're trying to get you to qualify with? What's the number? What's the name?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills. Good. That's a good guess.
Great guess.
Yeah, but not the right one. All right, Don, what's the name of the movie?
The name is Trading Places.
Trading Places is correct. So you're going to qualify for our spa drawing, which we'll have on the 3rd of July. Good luck to you, sir, and thank you for being here. Richie is appropriately playing some Beach Boys music, which was highly... You didn't like Mike Love much when you saw
it. No,
have you saw
it didn't come off well.
You didn't like Mike Love at all. 59 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.